Hey, where are you going?
I gotta go home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
Into the Amazon Kindle, where we have to put it to publish it, self-publishing it. Be sure to read the foreword, because the foreword is done by a granddaughter. She wanted to do that, and I'll tell you what, it was amazing what she wrote, because she sees something in me that I don't necessarily see, and I hope that you enjoy the book when we get her out here, and we're just real, real close. We don't have the money and everything that everybody else has that's written a book, but we're going to get her done, and then hopefully at the first part of the year, we'll have the second book out, and that's just a book of well, we'll talk about it later. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our families and our friends. We thank you, Father, for our Savior, Jesus Christ, for your love and your grace and the mercy that you bestow upon us every single day. We don't deserve it, but you are a loving God. Thank you. Father, I pray that you will guide your children. I know you're trying. You've given us all the things and all the tools that we need. We're just a little slow sometimes. Make us a people who hunger and thirst after your righteousness and your word. And that we can't wait in the mornings to greet you in prayer. Not just for our meal times, but all day long. To be in a continuum prayer time with you. Father, I beg your protection over this nation, over your children. And in particular, Father, today I pray for President Donald J. Trump once again, his family, all those around him. Thank you for protecting them thus far. Protect those who are around him and protecting him, Father. Make them strong. Keep them straight and narrow. With truth and loyalty to this man that they are guarding. Father, this nation has fallen because we have fallen away from you. It is my prayer that we will rise up as a people and come home. For such a time as this, we praise you for the great God that you are. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Before I get started, when I was saying my prayer, it dawned on me. I watched Dr. Sebastian Gorka last night, two or three times, I think. We had it recorded, and I watched when I turned it on, it was just finishing his live show. And then I watched my recorded show of it, and I fast forward through the commercials. And then I watched him again. And one of the things that he did was he asked America to pray for President Donald J. Trump, to pray for the security that around him, to pray for Barron, the son, and for Melania, to pray for all of them. And we've been doing that here. And I pray that you will continue to do that. He went into his monologue and show talking about assassinations of presidents when they didn't do what they wanted to do. We want to see what happened to JFK. We believe it was an inside job. With that, I just want you to pray. We don't need something like that in this country. We don't need an assassination of Joe Biden. What we need is justice. And that's going to be a tough lack to swallow. So I ask you, America, Well, first I'm going to make a statement. A large centralized government is the wrecking ball of liberty. It's the wrecking ball of freedom. And a large centralized government is the killer. It assassinated our constitutional republic. And those who are in charge are the wolves who prefer democracy. That's one of the titles of one of the chapters in my book. Wolves prefer democracy. What do you, the American people, want and need from your government? Do you want the government to leave you, to leave us the heck alone? Do we want to feel secure in our nation? Do we want the ability to move about the nation freely? Do we want the ability to pursue whatever career we desire or to work at a job and to make just a decent living? Do we want education for our children and not indoctrination? Do we want a strong economy? Which I, in my opinion, would mean no huge national debt. Do we want to be told what to eat? What vehicle to drive? What temperature to keep your homes? The type of, do you remember when that started? That started with Carter. Turn your thermostat down and put on a sweater. That's what we elected presidents for, to tell us to put on a sweater and get a cozy little blanket. Yeah, whatever. Do we want them to tell us what type of cook stove to use and what type of furnace and water heater to use? Do we want them to monitor what temperature we keep our water and how long we spend in the shower? Smart meters, my friends. Do you want to be a serf to the government? Is that what you believe this nation has become? Do you want honest representation and honest media and honest elections? Do you want to be able to visit your family doctor and make your own health decisions for you and your family? Do Americans desire for a nation? Do we desire for our nation to be independent again? Do you want to rely on our enemies for medications, energy, clothing, utensils, and appliances, and it goes on and on and on, vehicles, cars, tires, everything? How about those cute little cozy blankets that we sit under while we are watching the telly and turning the thermostat down? Where are those made? Do you believe our government officials should be held to the same standards and laws that they dictate to us? Do we believe that the bureaucrat employee should never be fired nor ever lose a paycheck or miss one and dictate, mandate, and regulate our lives? Is that what we want? Do we believe the unelected should have such authority over we the people? I don't. I got a little more here to share with you, and then I have a really, really good Liberty Thought of the Week from Paul Hamby that I'm going to share with you. And then we're going to get on to some news that I'm pretty upset about. And I hope you will be too. And I hope you'll make some phone calls after the show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno-150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno-150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So just to go along with what I'm going to try and tell you today, I get an email from Ed Martin. It's the Phyllis Schlafly Group. And I get that every morning, and he's got a list of news that he's going to talk about on his show. And usually it's a pretty good variety. But he starts out with something, and he said this morning. Your dollars are your speech. We must grab on to and hold fast to the mindset that in the consumer economy, we can and should exercise our speech in the form of our dollars. He says, just last week, the University of Pennsylvania lost about 2% of its total budget because a donor wasn't happy with the Penn president's appearance at congressional hearings. By the way, I heard she resigned. And her anti-Semitism and free speech on campus. I don't know if you saw any of that, but it was disgusting. And guess what? Our donations and purchases have an impact if we stick to it. Look no further than Bud Light's epic fall. And to this I add, personally, Beth, Target, Kohl's, Disney, and there are others feeling the pinch. Do not support Hollywood. They hate you. You got to remember that. So, America, what is it that you want from your government? Justice for all? For them to get the heck out of our way? For them to stop working so hard and just do their job, protect the purse of the people, not spend it? Secure our borders, keep Americans safe, keep law and order in our land, protect our liberty and our freedom, and stop legislating and mandating and regulating against it, against us. Did you know? That's exactly what they do. Well, Paul Hamby, he never titles them anything other than Liberty Thought of the Week. And I told him a long time ago, and then he started kind of copywriting them. So I told him, these things are good, and you need to keep hold of them. He ought to put them in a book. He really should. Mostly he talks in generality, but there are a few times he goes strictly to history and things that are happening in Missouri. He's one of those patriots that is, he helped the show when we first started. And then it got to where he just couldn't anymore. Not because his business was doing bad, but they had to do some cutting back. And I do not hold that against him. It ouchied big. But at the same time, he is one of those that is busy, busy, busy. Owns his own business. He does all kinds of things. But he stays connected with Missouri politics. Much, much better than Beth does. And this is what he wrote. Since the beginning of our country, there has been a debate about where the most power should be held. Thomas Jefferson believed individual states should retain the most power and that the federal government should be severely limited. Alexander Hamilton was one of the loudest proponents for a strong centralized government and a national bank. He lost that battle in our founding times. With Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, Secretary of State, and Alexander as Treasury Secretary, two competing visions for America developed. Supporters of Hamilton's vision of a strong centralized government, many of whom were northern businessmen, bankers, and merchants who leaned toward England when it came to foreign affairs, would become known as the Federalists. Jefferson, on the other hand, favored limited government and keeping power in state and local hands. His supporters tended to be small farmers, artisans, and southern planters who traded with the French and were sympathetic to France. Now stop and think about this. I like the Federalists. I like to read some of what they've had on there, but are they Federalists like this? That they want a large centralized government, that they are accepting what we now have. If you can't tell, I'm taking a sidestep here from his article, and then we'll get back to it. Now, over the weekend, and this is kind of comical, this goes back to federal government, and it goes back to something we're going to talk about here in a minute. But Kansas has a new governor. And the new governor is not from Kansas. She came there to be governor, I guess. I don't know her history. She's from New York. She went to Kansas from New York. And in New York, now, if you're from Missouri, you're going to appreciate this much, much more. Or if you're from Kansas, you're going to appreciate this much, much more. And let me know. I'm going to let you know that I love you, even if you are from Kansas. I have grandchildren who live in Kansas. So, the governor from New York, they're concerned about her, this new governor in Kansas, because she seems to be implementing New York things. I guess I don't know what kind of legislation or ideas or anything she's doing. Well, they needed a new license plate for their vehicles. Now, if you are from Kansas or if you follow football, college football and college basketball, you'll know there is a huge rivalry between Kansas and Missouri. She decided, because she's ignorant, all right? She's from New York, so she doesn't understand, which is really kind of scary. Not that she doesn't know the sports rivalries, but because she doesn't understand the history of Kansas and Missouri, because it goes way, way back. So she decided in her committee that they needed new license plates, and they spent millions of dollars on this in Kansas. And the license plates. Now you got to remember, Missouri's colors, University of Missouri, the Tigers are black and gold. The brand new license plates on the vehicles look not unlike some of New York's. They are black and gold. And the Kansans are in an uproar. Now, we laugh about it here. They beat us in basketball Saturday night, and I made the comment to my son sitting next to me. I said, that's okay. We own the license plates. Anyway, I think that just goes to show you how far away we've come from states' rights, states' government, state governments, because you bring somebody outside your state to lead your state. Do you think that they represent your state, your people? Of course they don't, because they aren't you. They aren't a part of it. There is no loyalty in politics and politicians. You got to understand that. Now back to Paul Hamby here. He says, then in 1913, everything changed. The 17th Amendment, ratified in April of 1913, transferred power from the state legislatures to Congress. The Federal Reserve Act, passed in December of 1913, and transferred the power to print and lend money from the U.S. Treasury to the private centralized bank known as the Federal Reserve. Now, I will at least say that's not a U.S. bank, so it's not a centralized bank. It's foreigners that own those banks, not Americans necessarily. So in this, you've heard me get off on the 17th Amendment before. The senators are now brought in. Well, let me go on with his article because he explains it. The ability for the federal government to grow required a new funding source. So on February the 3rd of 1913, Congress ratified the 16th Amendment authorizing an income tax. Later that year, Congress passed the income tax. To start, it was just 1% for Americans making $3,000 per year. Can you imagine living on that today? $3,000 a month isn't even enough. $3,000 in 1913 is equal to $91,663.64 in 2023. So that's the comparison. The top rate was 7%. Along with World War One, along came World War One, and the top rate jumped to 67% to help pay for the war. Gee, isn't that how the taxes started here when we had that Revolutionary War? Wasn't it the King of England that was needed fund his war with France, and so he started taxing the Americans over here, the colonists, you know? Anyway, at the beginning of the Great Depression, tax rates were 1.5% for most Americans and 25% for those earning over $100,000, $1931 dollars, or about $2 million in 2023. We're going to continue this. There's only a couple more paragraphs. I think you get the idea. And then I'm going to go on to what they're doing with our money today, because it is a travesty. And it just shows you that a large centralized government is not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Let me finish up here. He said in November, on November 13th, 1979... Now, many of us can remember this. Ronald Reagan announced his candidacy for president of the United States. At that time, the federal income tax rate for most Americans was 14 to 21%, and the highest rates were 70% for those earning $107,000 a year or more. That was in 1979. President Reagan argued the government is taking so much money that it is inhibiting investments that create jobs. JFK had made the same argument, and history proved both of them to be correct. Lower rates stimulated the economy, and I put to the side, one has to wonder why JFK was assassinated and why there was an attempt to assassinate Ronald Reagan. Oh, they claim it was a crazy guy, and I guess it was. Don't you find it interesting, though? Today, the majority of Americans pay 12 to 24%, with the highest rate being 37% for those earning $317,000 or more. That's in 2021, he said. Ronald Reagan's closing argument in his 1980 campaign was, "Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?" And the answer was no for almost everyone in the private sector. It's the same question that Donald Trump has been asking Are you better off today with a strong federal government than you would be if 1913 had not been such a bad year for liberty? I would argue that you would be much better off without Amendments 16 and 17 and no Federal Reserve. Virtually everything the federal government has taken control of is worse off. Just look at our national debt and the public education system. Since 1913, Paul closes with this, the U.S. dollar has lost 95% of its value due to inflation, a direct result of the policies of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve. Now, Rand Paul has often wanted, during the Obama administration, he wanted to audit the Federal Reserve. Never happened. He was loud, spoke loud about it, but nothing ever happened. Now, something I am very concerned about, and I have several things here to talk about. We're not going to make it to all of them. But the FBI, you saw what happened. Well, every time he goes before the Congress for a hearing, Christopher Wray can't answer any questions. He's the dumbest FBI director that ever was, I guess. He's just, where is he? Is he out to lunch all the time when these guys are doing their thing? And Jordan pushed him. No, it wasn't Jordan. It was Josh Hawley. Pushed him. I wanted to know if he'd fired anybody. And of course, he couldn't say yes, he had, because he hadn't. They pushed him and wanted to know how many FBI were on January 6th, on the ground January 6th, as instigators. He couldn't answer. He refused to answer. In fact, I'm telling you right now, and I said this on Friday, when these people go to Congress and they refuse to answer, now people disagree with me, and that's okay. I'm a mean mom right now. I'm a little upset with them. I think they need to be fined $1,000 for every question they do not answer. If the congressional member, elected official, is asking them a yes or no question, and they go on a rant with an essay, they need to be fined, especially if the essay doesn't answer the question, which it usually doesn't. When Christopher Wray sits there and says, I can't answer that, he needs to be fined, personally fined $1,000. And then they need to be held in contempt of Congress. And who? What's the official's name there that's the overseer? He needs to come and arrest them and haul them off after the hearing. I'm tired of these people not representing me. Now, the FBI has been dirty, and they have been going after Americans. And Christopher Wray was there because he wants more money, and they want a new building. And guess what? Congress is giving them a new building. It passed the House. It'll have no problem passing the Senate because we have no control over the Senate. 70 Republicans rewarded the FBI with new headquarters worth $375 million. That government money? That's your money, America. Remember, we just talked about the taxes and the 70% and the 95% that the dollar has fallen because of inflation, which is intentional. It's not an accident of nature. It's not some storm that blew in here across the ocean. So the DOJ announced, it says here, on the day that the DOJ announced arrests related to brothel that focused on political clients, these 70 Republicans voted to give the FBI brand new headquarters. Now, see, the FBI knew that brothel was there. I think some of them were using it, as a matter of fact. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz moved to defund plans for the new building with the amendment to the Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Act for 2024. House Democrats were unanimous in opposing Gaetz, and then 70 Republicans joined them. So for all of you who care to listen, I'm going to give you the names of these Republicans. Write this down first. This is their phone number. 202-224-3121. 3121 is the Congress phone number. So you can also get a hold of your senator and say, don't you dare vote for this. The House phone number is 202-456-1111. 202-456-1111. Despite decades of misconduct revealing an agency politicized beyond repair on behalf of the Democrats, dispatched to prosecute political opponents, you know, they raided Mar-a-Lago. They busted down, well, I guess they didn't bust down the door, but they went after Roger Stone. They went after Rudy Giuliani. They went after, Manafort. The guy that always says, that I always tell you he's my favorite, Rudy. What's his name? Navarro, Peter Navarro. So the Republicans, there's 70 of them, that decided the FBI is better than you. And they want the FBI coming after you. So here they are. Don Bacon from Nebraska. Andy Barr from Kentucky. Cliff Benz from Oregon. Stephanie Bice from Oklahoma. Mike Bost from Illinois. Vern Buchanan from Florida. Ken Buck from Colorado. Ken Calvert from California. Mike Carey from Ohio. John Carter from Texas. Lori Chavez de Remer from Oregon. Tom Cole from Oklahoma. Anthony D'Esposito from New York. Mario Diaz-Balart from Florida. This one, I am so disappointed. John Duarte from California. Chuck Edwards from North Carolina. Jake Elzey from Texas. Randy Feenstra from Iowa. A. Drew Ferguson IV from Georgia. Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania. Mike Flood from Nebraska. Andrew Gabriano from New York. Tony Gonzalez from Texas. Jennifer Gonzalez-Cohen from Puerto Rico. Will they get a vote? Kay Granger from Texas. Sam Graves from Missouri. Brett Guthrie from Kentucky. Ashlyn Hinson from Iowa. Dave Joyce from Ohio. Thomas Keene from New Jersey. Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania. Kevin Kiley from California. Young Kim from California. David Kustoff from Tennessee. Darren LaHood from Illinois. Nick Loda from New York. Doug Lamborn from Colorado. Mike Lawler from New York. Laurel from Florida. Laurel Lee from Florida. And we're going to stop there, and I'll give you the rest of them when we come back from this break. I hope you heard yours, and if you didn't, just give us a call. We'll let you know. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, maybe I don't know if you really like that I call their names out, but I kind of get a little bit of gratification that I'm calling them out. I'm not afraid to give you their names, and I think you need to go after them. We have some in Missouri here. We need to go after them. So if you're listening from Missouri, New York, wherever you're at, I didn't know Puerto Rico got a vote. I'm just sorry. They're a territory, not a state. Anyway, let me finish it up. I think I stopped with Laura Lee in Florida, Julia Letlow in Louisiana, Frank Lucas from Oklahoma, Blaine Lukemeyer from Missouri, you know. If you talk to him, he'll tell you that they have a secession plan. Only certain people are allowed to be elected. You know that, right? Uh-huh. Okay. Nicole Malliotakis. I'm sure I messed that up, but you know who she is in New York. Richard McCormick from Georgia. Oh, look at this. He wanted to be Speaker of the House. Patrick McHenry from North Carolina. Daniel Muser from Pennsylvania. Max Miller from Ohio. Blake Moore from Utah, James Moylan from Guam. Again, do they get a vote? Gregory Murphy from North Carolina, Dan Newhouse from Washington, Zachary Nunn, Iowa. Did you catch that, Tim? Are you listening? Jay Obernolt from California, Mike Rogers from Alabama, Harold Rogers from Kentucky, Maria Elvira Salazar from Florida, Austin Scott from Georgia, Pete Sessions from Texas, Michael Simpson from Idaho, Jason Smith from Missouri. Now, Jason's been on, he's on one of these committees that are going after these folks for Trump and impeachment or something. So this one needs to be called out, Missouri. Christopher H. Smith, New Jersey, Lloyd Smucker, Pennsylvania, Dale Strong, Alabama, Glenn Thompson, Pennsylvania. Mike Turner from Ohio. Mike Turner is on the committee, Oversight Committee for Accountability, the one with Jim Jordan and Comer. David Valerio from California. Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin. And Matt Wagner from Missouri. What is wrong with these people? We're the show me state. Brad Winstrup, Ohio. Steve Womack from Arkansas. 70. 70 Republicans, included two that are belong to territories, not states, voted to give millions of your dollars to the FBI because they've been such a, they've done such a good job in the last 10, 15 years as they've supported socialism, communism in this country. Now, this is breaking news, and I do not have anything on it personally other than somebody who has brought it to me. And that is that these protesters, they call them the Hamas, are now occupying the Senate building. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing about that. And I'm sure that the faithful FBI is going to go after them just like they went after Paul Manafort and Flint and Peter Navarro and Rudy Giuliani and Roger Stone and Mar-a-Lago, the president. Are you sick and tired of this mess? Jim Jordan is asking the CIA how many Hunter Biden laptop letter signatories were on the payroll. We hear a lot of noise in D.C., but we don't get a lot of justice, do we? Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's at it again. The Rams, he's at it again. And he says, if he gets to be president, and he got an uproar from the crowd here, a positive uproar, by the way, praises, he promises to release the Epstein client list. And every committee, every candidate, he said, should commit to do the same. I think that's true. I haven't heard Trump say this, but I'm going to tell you right now, we need to clear the swamp, and we need to get the porn and the ones who use it. Bill Clinton was there. We know how many times Bill Clinton was there. Or at least rode the plane with Epstein. They're sick. They're sick, sick people, and they don't care about your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren. So is Trump a dictator? I don't think so. But this is something that I did not get to say on Friday. He did this town hall or interview with Sean Hannity. Now, Sean Hannity is sticking with Fox, you know. They fired Tucker, but Hannity's going to stick with Fox. So, supposedly, Trump is his good buddy. They're good friends. They've been friends way back. And supposedly, he's a Trump supporter. But he set it up during that interview. He set Trump up. He attempted to set Trump up with his question about being a dictator. Trump says, I'll be a dictator on day one for just two things, and then that's it, only on day one. And I mean, it just went like wildfire across the medias. Whose fault is that? Hannity. He set him up. Hannity likes ratings, you know that, right? So he's doing these town halls now. He wasn't getting the ratings that Tucker was. And so he started doing a little thing different. And so he's having these in-house and these town halls, and he's having these, his audience right there so that they can pat him on the back and feed his ego. And yes, he has an ego. I guess all of us have somewhat of an ego. He's got one that's worth millions and millions of dollars, though. He set Trump up. I said that the minute it fell out of his mouth. That was a stupid question. I think I used another adjective in that. It was a stupid question. Especially for someone who supports this man for president and knows better. So he was feeding all the medias something. Sean Hannity asked Trump if he's going to be a dictator. And he said yes. But that's all they care about. We're in trouble, America, because we don't have any representation. We don't have any protection. And we pretty much don't have any money. But you've got to take what money you do have and use it wisely. It grieves me greatly that I have so much trouble bringing in American-made companies. I'm too small for the big guys, and I'm too big for the little guys. But I'm going to keep trying. You deserve your government. It is your government. Consent of the governed. Call these congressmen, if they were yours, and tell them, you're not getting my vote again. This is really bad. So call the Senate, 202-456-1111, and say, do not spend my tax dollars on the FBI until you defund the FBI. Don't give them a building. Defund them. Not until. Just do it. You know, we started this program out with a new opening. Somebody's come home. Somebody knows that they need help. Let's all do that and bring America home.
Home!
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the DC occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.